want answers?
I want the truth.
Then you want Dave Hodges.
Dave Hodges.
The Common Sense Show. You can't dodge the Hodge.
Good evening, America, and welcome to another exciting edition of the Common Sense Show. Hi, everybody. I'm your host, Dave Hodges, and we have a special treat for you tonight. In just a moment, we're going to be inviting our news director, Andy DeRiso, to join us, but for the whole balance of the show tonight, we are going to have one of our favorite guests on. But before we introduce that favorite guest, we won't keep you in suspense much longer. Let's go to Nashville, Tennessee, and welcome my friend and the goddess of the news airwaves, Miss Annie DeRiso. Hi, Annie. How are you?
Oh, hi, Dave. I'm glad you're doing good this week, and we're going to have a lock and load show tonight, aren't we?
I think so, yeah. We've got a whole range of topics we're going to run through, and we're just going to kind of lay them out there on the table, and we'll let our special guests knock them down one at a time. So let's get right to it. Joining us this evening is a very good friend of our show, Jim Mars. And Jim is one of America's most popular authors, researchers, and a very, very in-demand and popular talk show guest. We've got a smorgasbord with Jim. In fact, I think we could dub this An Evening with Jim Mars, in which we'll cover a variety of topics. And later on in the second hour, we'll ask you to be a part of the show, where you can call in and ask Jim about your favorite conspiracy or theory. So we'll be opening our lines sometime in the second hour. But without hesitation, I can proudly say that our upcoming guest, Jim Mars, I've been a fan of Jim's long before I knew Jim personally. I've read many, many of his books, and some of his latest works include The War on Freedom, The 9/11 Conspiracies, one of my personal favorites, Rule by Secrecy. If you want to know about the secret societies, that's your book. Alien Agenda, and then my all-time favorite, Crossfire. It's my favorite because Jim, I thought, did the very best job of exposing the conspiracy behind the plot to murder President Kennedy. And, of course, Jim's book turned into that blockbuster Oliver Stone movie called Crossfire. So without further ado, let's go to Texas and let's welcome our good friend Jim Mars to the Common Sense Show. Jim, how are you?
Hey, Dave, it's always a pleasure to be with you. I would correct you. Oliver Stone's movie was JFK.
JFK, yes. Oh, yes. Yeah, your book was Crossfire.
My book was Crossfire. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. But that, I'll tell you, that was a book that in a movie subsequently, that really opened the eyes of the country, I think, to everything is not as we're told that it is. And, you know, that it preceded 9/11 and a lot of the nonsense we got going on today.
And, you know, Dave, that's interesting because for about 15 years after the Kennedy assassination, it was just considered impolite to talk about it in decent company. And I think we're going through a similar period now. Hopefully it won't last for 15 years, although it's all already lasted for 10, to where we're just not supposed to talk about 9/11. Why, that's just, you know, we don't want to discuss that. And I don't get it because, John Farmer, a former attorney general from the state of New Jersey, was the senior counsel to the 9/11 Commission, the official government 9/11 Commission. Senior counsel means he was their top lawyer. So he's not some conspiracy theorist. He's not somebody trying to sell a book. He's not somebody trying to raise hell. But in 2009, he published a book called The Ground Truth. And on the second page, he states, and I quote, "In the course of our investigation and the national response to the attacks, the 9/11 Commission staff discovered that the official version of what had occurred that morning, that is, what government military officials had told Congress, the Commission, media, and the public about who knew what and when, was almost entirely and inexplicably untrue." So, excuse me. If their own chief counsel says the story they gave us is untrue, what's the problem in trying to find out what's the truth?
Well, no, I agree with you, Jim. In fact, I would even go so far to say as if I doubted everything that you've put into print about 9/11 and the conspiratorial nature of that event, why isn't the government releasing the information? If they have nothing to hide and their findings are final and correct, then why can't we look at the evidence to verify their conclusions?
Exactly. It's that simple. If, for instance, there was at least 82 security cameras in and on the Pentagon, okay, and they've
well,
shown
let me hold that right there,
because
I want to hit that Pentagon part here. We come back from the break, Jim. We'll pick it up with a little bit more of 9/11, and we'll venture into a bunch of other topics. Stay tuned, everybody. More with Jim Mars and Andy DeRiso on the other side.
I live my life like this. No tomorrow. All I've got.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days, 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
The Perculite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Perculite, with its exclusive black Perky filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Perculite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Perculite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Well, welcome back, everybody, and joining us is our special guest, Jim Mars, and we like to restore some power to the people by getting some honest truth from our government. Jim, as we went to the break, you were talking about 9/11 and its relationship to the Pentagon. So give us a quick recap on your concerns there.
Oh, well, there's so much to talk about it, you know, I don't even know where to begin. The point I was going to make was that there was something like in excess of 82 security cameras on and around the Pentagon, and yet the government has only showed us 16 frames, which even Bill O'Reilly, after touting the fact that here's the film that shows the plane hitting the Pentagon, he himself said, well, I don't see any plane, and neither is anybody else. There's a little blur, and they say, maybe that's it, but, you know, come on, 82 cameras, show us the film, or better yet, Dave, you know as well as I do, after every major air disaster, they gather up every little scrap and piece of metal and every little thing, piece of that plane, and they put it together in a hangar somewhere so they can figure out what's going on and what caused the crash and what might be done to prevent something like that in the future. And where's the pieces? Where's the plane put together? Where's those 2-ton engines with titanium steel blades. You know, where's that tail section that was 4 stories high? You know, where are they? Just show us a picture of them, you know? None of that.
Where are the skid marks on the lawn leading up to the Pentagon?
Exactly. In fact, better than that, if it came in as low as they claim it did, because I have a photograph of the hole in the Pentagon before the wall collapsed. Now, the problem is everybody's just seen a picture where this whole wall's collapsed, a big V-shaped jagged tear there in the side of the Pentagon, and, oh, well, okay, a plane hit it. But wait a minute, the wall didn't collapse for more than an hour after the incident. Well, if you look at a picture of the hole before the wall collapsed, it's at ground level. It's no more than 12 foot high, and it's no more than 20 foot wide. 757 has a 125 foot wingspan and a 4-story tall tail. How'd they get in that little bitty hole? And the two-ton engines, they would have hit the ground. And I guarantee you, weight is everything in aviation. And a jet airliner is basically nothing more than an aluminum can, okay, with some structural supports. And because weight's critical. And if a 757 had hit the Pentagon, which was a steel-reinforced concrete wall, one of two things would have happened. Most probably, those jet engines would have broken off, and they would have been lying there right on the lawn of the Pentagon. But they were not. There's plenty of pictures. They're not there. Well, then, okay, then it must have crashed through the wall, in which case it would have left two gigantic holes in the wall. But, oops, that's not there either. So, I mean, come on, folks. This isn't rocket science. You don't have to be an aeronautical engineer to figure all this out. Just use common sense. Just wake up and start thinking. Don't let TV do your thinking for you. It's that simple.
Well, you don't want to let TV do your thinking because we know who controls the mass media.
Exactly. Corporations with interlocking boards of directors. So, in other words, a handful of people control everything you see and hear. And I'm not just talking about news. I'm talking about music, video, movies, satellite, cable, billboards, magazines. Everything you see and hear is controlled by 5 corporations with interlocking boards of directors.
Yeah, right into the daily corporations we deal with. Hey, Jim, you know, along these lines here, that you can't believe what you see, read, and hear with the mainstream media. I'm starting to see some cracks in that machinery, though. And let me give you an example. I know you wrote a great book on secret societies. I really enjoyed it. And along those lines, I was listening to Michael Savage's radio show the other night. I was driving home with my wife and son, and he started talking about the Bilderbergers. The Bilderbergers.
Oh, well,
he said they control everything. He said they're the ones that made the decision that Hillary would step aside and Barack Obama would be the president. I almost fell out of my car.
I know, because, you know, just what, 5 or 6 years ago or a little before, he would have said, well, there's no such thing.
I know. But, you know, we get discredited, and I say we being the truth seekers, by being called conspiracy theorists. But you've got a nice antidote for that, don't you?
Well, which one's that?
The one where you call the other side that says there could never be a conspiracy, and you're paranoid and crazy if you believe in any of them. You call them, I believe you said, coincidence theorists.
Yeah, that's the coincidence theorist. You know, everything's just a coincidence, you know. It says, for instance, in the 1980 election, it was just a coincidence that George Herbert Walker Bush and his future CIA chief, Bill Casey, went to Paris and met with the Ayatollah in Iran, and the allegation was that they told him to hang on to our hostages until they could beat Jimmy Carter, and that then they would give them all the arms and spare parts that they were wanting, and then they could release the hostages. I'm sure it was just a sheer coincidence that 2 hours after Reagan was elected or sworn in January 1981, they released the hostages, and weeks later, all the arms and the parts are flying to Iran. I'm sure that was just coincidence. I mean, I could go on and on and on. It's just nothing but coincidences. Yeah,
on. I hear you. And and it's just a coincidence right now that what's going on in the Middle East with all the regime changes, and when the people can't do a regime change, Sarkozy and Obama are sending in the militaries to do the job that the people aren't able to do.
That's right. Now, yeah, because what they're doing there is pretty simple. They're getting rid of the middlemen, okay? We've set up all these tin-horn dictators, particularly in the Middle East, so we control the oil. And now, when that's becoming politically incorrect, and when they get a little big for their britches, like Saddam Hussein and Gaddafi, well, then we just go in the name of freedom, we overthrow them and then put a military junta in charge that we control, and it's neocolonialism all over again. Only this time, see, they've learned a lesson from America. Because, see, Americans are so easy to control because they're constantly told they're free. And so, you know, if you have a bunch of slaves and they're told they're free, then you don't have to worry so much about a slave revolt as if you do if you keep telling them, well, you're just a slave, sit down and shut up.
Along those lines, though, and you were the first author to ever call my attention to this about the dangers of the Muslim Brotherhood dating back to the time of Hitler. And what I'm really concerned about here, and I've spoken about it on the show and I've written about it on News with Views, is that 20-year-old rock-throwing college kids are not going to take over a government like Egypt. There's going to be a leadership vacuum, and the Muslim Brotherhood is poised to jump in. And my concern, and one that I shared with you when we spoke off-air, is that this group is going to remove the dollar as the reserve currency for oil. Do you share the same concern?
Well, you have to connect all the dots. The Muslim Brotherhood that was originally started as a devout fundamentalist Muslim organization was taken over by the Nazis. And during World War II, when we were fighting the Afrika Korps in North Africa, we had just about as much trouble from the Muslim Brotherhood as we did from the Afrika Korps. And then after the war, the Muslim Brotherhood was picked up by the British and then passed along to the CIA, who used them in various capacities, until the Russians invaded Afghanistan, and we wanted to go in there and confront the Russians, but we didn't want to start World War III by sending U.S. troops to Afghanistan, so we sent the Muslim Brotherhood. Only, of course, we didn't want to call them the Muslim Brotherhood, so we called them the Mujahideen, or the Freedom Fighters, okay? But that's who it was. And we took one of their clerics and brought him to the United States under the name Tim Osman, trained him, equipped him, told him to go back and help organize the Muslim Brotherhood into fighting the Russians in Afghanistan, which he did. And, of course, that was Osama bin Laden.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And then when we no longer needed him, then he became a bad guy. And, of course, then after 9/11, he was blamed for everything. Of course, he's been dead for years, but, you know, we shouldn't let that stop us. And it just goes on and on. And I know that back in 2002, before we invaded Iraq, I was posting stories and wrote in a book, which was then canceled mysteriously or unduly, even though it had passed legal vetting, which means there wasn't anything legally wrong with it, and I had all the information correct, that our invasion of Iraq was based on lies, and that there was no evidence that Saddam Hussein either had weapons of mass destruction or that he was behind 9/11 or whatever. And, of course, I was just a conspiracy theorist. Well, just the other day, I heard an interview with General Wesley Clark, and what did he say? He said that the day after 9/11, he was handed a paper from a general and said, look at this. He said, we're going to invade Iraq. We're going to start a war with Iraq. And he said, well, you know, do we have any proof to do anything? He said, no. This is just part of a plan to take over these other nations. You know, so now the very thing I was hollering about, 2002, is now Wesley Clark admits to. But I guess I'm still just the conspiracy theorist.
Yeah, everything's a coincidence. Along those lines here, I get persistent stories and rumors, Jim, and let's see if you can confirm this, that BP and Exxon actually control 80% of Iraqi oil in the ground there. Do you know about that?
I cannot confirm that, but I've heard that same thing, and I do know that it's all under the same central control. You remember the old Seven Sisters? Well, they're now down to
about
four.
Let's hold it. We got to hold that right there, Jim. We'll come back with the Seven Sisters and more on the Middle East with Jim Mars. and Annie DeRiso after a word from these sponsors.
Have you heard? Proactiv is new and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With new Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-635-1053. Because we're going to let a million people try new Proactiv risk-free. Get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try new and better than ever Proactiv, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of the new Proactiv, two free extras, and free shipping when you call 1-800-635-1053. This is our best radio offer ever. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of new Proactiv plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping. This offer won't last long. Call 1-800-635-1053. That's 1-800-635-1053.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Welcome back to the Common Sense Show. Our special guest this evening is famed author and journalist and researcher and popular talk show guest is Jim Mars. And Jim, as we went to the break, we were discussing the possibility of Exxon and Mobil controlling or owning 80% of Iraqi oil as a result of the war, and you were getting into the Seven Sisters aspect of this.
Now, the Seven Sisters were the seven big oil companies, but that was, you know, that was, what, 10 or 15 years ago or more. Now it's down to three or four. And and so, yes, they're all connected one way or another. And then they're all interlocked, for instance, with Halliburton, which then provides all the support for the oil companies. And then Halliburton, of course, then also owns KBR, which used to be Brown and Root, which then supports our military. In fact, if you stop and check, amazingly enough, you'll find that the last time I looked, we had about 150,000 troops in Iraq, but we have 185,000 private contractors. So we've got basically got this mercenary force, you know, that's going around over there. And
well, don't be surprised, Jim, because that's what Obama called for. A well-funded, well-trained civilian military.
That's right. That's right. And but see, we've learned the lesson from the British, because the British, you know, had a empire that stretched across the world for 100 years or more, and they did that because they had a professional standing army. We got in trouble in Vietnam because we were drafting people to go fight for the corporations. And now we entice them with all these things about, you know, come on, we'll pay for your college and we give you all these sweetheart deals and we give you, you know, a retirement and on like that. And of course, none of that seems to actually happen because it goes back to the tent city riots of the 1930s when the vets of World War One demanded the benefits that they had been promised and didn't get. And of course now all the veterans of the Gulf War, they about all they've got is Gulf War syndrome. Mm-hmm. And for 10 years they were told, well, that's just a mental condition, you're just a little off balance, there's nothing really going on there. Of course, if you've read my latest book, The $1 trillion Conspiracy, you'll know that Gulf War syndrome is most likely the use of a mycoplasma biochemical warfare germ that was gained from the Nazis, perfected at Plum Island and Fort Detrick, and then sold to Saddam Hussein during the Reagan years, and then he in turn used it on our troops. They in turn brought it back here, and now it's permeating our whole society with these strange diseases that most of the older people in the audience had never heard of when they were young, like fibromyalgia, yep, chronic fatigue syndrome, Creutzfeldt's disease, you know, stuff you've never, and they're all neurological diseases, basically, and it's caused by this germ warfare. In fact, you know, it's, and that's all part of the program, too. That didn't just happen. When you understand who owns the pharmaceutical corporations, all of whom owe their backgrounds to the Nazi IG Farben chemical combine, and the vaccine programs that are now being called into question, and then realize that the people that own all that are big into the eugenics program, okay, population control. So this is all, it's all part of the same big picture, but of course the media that they own will never tell you about any of this, so most Americans are just left scratching their head going, well, gee, why are we doing this, and why are they doing that? And I just got back from the Texas-Mexico border, made a visit to Del Rio, and I got to tell you, you're going to love this, Dave, and of course I know you already know this, but for those of you listening, how are we supposed to believe that we are in a true death struggle with an international terrorist group, you know, Al-Qaeda, that's trying to slip weapons of mass destruction into our country, wants to destroy our freedom and democracy, when we will not do one of the most basic, fundamental first steps, which is to secure the border?
Exactly.
I'm in Del Rio, I see this long fence. It's one of the most secure fences I've ever seen in my life. It's solid metal, and it goes up, and there's curved spike things on the top of it, and then there's no cross pieces to get a foothold on. I'm thinking, boy, that's a really secure-looking fence. And then, Dave, it just stops, and there's a big gap, and then there's a little ramble-shamble barbed wire fence that's about half fallen down. There's nothing there. And this is on a side street, and there was nobody there. There's no checkpoint. There's no nothing. Well, if I wanted to come in the United States, I'd go there.
Well, a rat going through a maze on cocaine could get through our border.
That's true.
They do more harassing of American citizens traveling on east-west corridors than they do of stopping,
right,
and collecting illegal aliens and sending them back. But even more importantly than this, and we just got a moment for the break, but I wanted to bring this up. You know what law enforcement officials are saying? And one of them saying it publicly, and that's Sheriff Babu from Pinal County. But a lot of them will say it privately because they're afraid of retribution,
uh-huh,
is that these Mexican cartels that we're letting come into this country unabated to set up shop to carry out their terrorism, they're also connected with Hamas and Hezbollah. That's a good cliffhanger, Jim, because I want to get your response to that when we come back from the break. Stay tuned, everybody.
Thank you. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Common Sense Show. This is your host, Dave Hodges. Also joining us is Annie DeRiso, and Annie is going to be broaching a very controversial topic with Jim in the second hour. And we have Jim Mars on tonight to connect the dots on a variety of topics because these topics come from the same mindset that created them. So, of course, the dots can be connected. And, Jim, back to what we were talking about as we went into the break, I had mentioned that many sheriffs privately, one publicly, Sheriff Paul Babu of Pinal County here in Arizona, has noted that the cartels, the Mexican cartels coming in, selling drugs, selling people, sex slave trade, you name it, they do it. They're connected to Hamas and Hezbollah. What do you know about that?
Well, of course, yeah. In fact, there was stories in the Texas media a couple of years ago where they did a survey of the arrest and activities of the immigration control officers, and they found that something like only about 60% of the people they were arresting were Mexicans. The rest came from 72 other countries. And, of course, this is a way to slip people into our country. There's no question about it. But the thing that, but what the drug dealers do, I mean, you can, and the mules that, you know, the, what do they call them, the coyotes that, bring the illegals in.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, that's undesirable, but I can understand they're in it for the money. They're in it for the power. What I understand is that now they're showing and proving that some of the weapons that they're confiscating from these drug gangs, came from the BATF. They're selling the weapons back to them. So our government is selling weapons to the drug lords who are using them to kill our on law enforcement officers? I mean, it's just getting insane. And, of course, you know, nothing could be more insane than the fact that the Obama administration has gone to court suing the state of Arizona for passing a law that says we're going to simply says we're going to enforce the law. I mean, how more insane can you get than that?
No, we really want government to do two things for us. One is to deliver our mail, and two is to protect us. And they're failing on all fronts on the latter one.
That's right. And I tell you what, I have a lot of respect for the people in the post office, but they're undermanned and understaffed and underfunded, and they're not even doing a great job on delivering the mail.
Yeah, I know. But you go back to the BATF comment that you just made with them being alleged to have given or sold arms to these Mexican cartel drug lords. It almost appears that there is an element of the government, or shall we say the puppets controlling our government officials, the puppeteers, I should say, that they almost want a weapon of mass destruction to be let loose in this country as an excuse for martial law?
Well, I think they're already here. I mean, there were about two dozen suitcase-sized mini-nukes that were missing from the inventory of the old Soviet Union when communism collapsed.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you think they ended up? They're probably here. I think the only thing that's preventing that very scenario, a nuke to go off in an American city and martial law to be declared, is the fact that too many people have too many guns out here and we're all wising up. I'm not sure that we would fall for that and just fall in line and take the chip and, you know, march into the relocation camps. I just don't think that I would like to think that Americans have a little more backbone than that, but who knows?
Yeah, I know. You know, that is the great unknown. I mean, with Michael Savage is going to talk about the Bilderbergers, obviously he thinks he has an audience ready to hear this. So that does speak to the fact that people are waking up. But what really concerns me that you just mentioned are the FEMA camps. I wrote about them on News with Views, and I thought I had very good documentation yet, but a significant portion of the readers with News with Views, I'd say probably 15 to 20% wrote to me and said I was crazy, there's no such thing, they don't exist, they'll never be used against the American people. How would you respond to that?
Well, I'd say that they need to roll over and go back to sleep because they obviously aren't paying attention. I mean, these camps have been there for years and years. Most of them are supposedly disused military installations like Fort Chaffee, Arkansas. But they all have caretaker crews, and they're being kept up, and they can be turned into a relocation or internment camp very, very quickly. But on top of that, a couple of years ago, right after Obama was elected in first of the year of 2009, FEMA was actually letting contracts out for building these camps. The Army was putting out ads for internment workers, you know, jailers, in other words. These camps are there.
Yes, I saw that. They were advertised as relocation and incarceration specialists.
Exactly. And then I tell you, to show you the control over the media and to show you how scary this thing really is that Glenn Beck, who, you know, is one of the loyal opposition, he's their mainstream media, and yet he does bring up some fairly pertinent topics. And he got on a kick and was saying, hey, those camps are real, and I'm going to show you the proof, and we're going to do that tomorrow, you know. And then when tomorrow came, he said, my staff has showed me some other stuff, and never mind, folks, that's not any big deal. We won't talk about that. So,
well, the same thing happened to Jesse Ventura when he ran his FEMA camp special on True TV. You can't even go to True TV's archives now and pull that up and watch it.
I know. Now, folks, what does that tell you? That tells you there is tight control over the media, all right? And that therefore there must be something pretty dark and sinister about all that, or they'd be telling us about it. If there was a need for that, if they could show us this was just a harmless, and prudent preparation for some natural disaster, well, fine, show us the plans. I remember years ago, back in the 70s, when I was working as a reporter, civil defense was still kind of a big deal. And you could go and talk to the civil defense coordinator of any major city, and they were proud to show you the preparations that they were making in case there was an atomic attack or something like that, you know. Today, where is it? Back then, radiation was a big concern. Geiger counters were fairly easy to come by, and they had dosimeters that would check the dosage of radiation. And here we've got radioactive clouds moving towards the United States from those cracked open, melting down Japanese nuclear plants. And where's the public concern? Where's the government concern? They should be handing out dosimeters to everybody.
You just open up a whole can of worms on a multiple set of fronts. But let's jump to Japan for a second. Jim, I'm one of those people with the opinion that right now, with the present state of what's going on in Japan, I don't know that we have a lot to worry about in this country in terms of radioactive fallout making its way across the ocean and causing health hazards for the West Coast Americans. Do you differ with that, or do you have any information to the contrary?
No, I think right now I don't think that we're in any kind of severe danger situation, but the thing is they've got six reactors that they were already saying were in emergency situation. And if they keep going or if they have a total meltdown, I understand they've got one of them supposedly under control. They were able to get some control back. But it's not a for sure thing. And all it's going to take is for a true meltdown and to go through all the casings and to hit the water table, or worse yet, create a steam explosion, which then blow it all into the atmosphere. They're already saying it's worse than Three Mile Island, and I think it's very close to being worse than Chernobyl. And you saw what devastation that caused.
Yes.
And so I think prudence would say let's hope for the best, but prepare for the worst.
Well, personally, I think we should be burying those reactors Chernobyl style. I think to try to rehabilitate them at this point is foolish and dangerous.
Exactly. Well, of course, you're talking to a guy who's writing about nuclear power back in the 70s when they were only talking about putting them on all there. And back then, I was trying to point out the problems with them and the dangers of them. There are alternative ways of getting energy that does not create this situation. And, of course, we were sold a bill of goods. We were told why something like that would never happen. But we've already got Three Mile Island. We've already got Chernobyl. And now we see what's happening in Japan. What are we going to do? Build more plants until it gets even so bad that there's no stopping it?
That's Obama's plan.
That's the plan. And I might point out that GE, which is planning to build all the reactors over here, is the very one that built those reactors in Japan. So, boy, they didn't do a great job over there, so why should we think they're going to hold them over here?
Well, let's take a look at GE for a second. We know who started GE, the Rockefellers, and we know GE is a major player in owning much of the American media.
Mm-hmm.
As well as a lot of the fast food industry. So there is a good example right there of what you brought up earlier about interlocking boards of directorate. Well, I've got a conspiracy that's been crossing my desk a lot. Actually, it's multiple conspiracies on the same topic. One of them has to do with the possibility of HAARP having triggered that earthquake that would lead to this. But I'm also reading, and this is coming across my email quite frequently, Jim, in the last 2 days, the same virus that the Israelis allegedly introduced to bring down Iranian nuclear plants.
You know, the Stuxnet virus, right?
Yeah, I'm getting information that this same virus is now prevalent and preventing the restart of the coolants in some of these reactors in Japan. Do you know anything about this?
Well, I've been seeing the same stories. The one that really got my interest, because there's always the doomsayers. No matter what happens, there's always somebody going to say, well, that's a part of the plot, you know, they're doing it. But the thing that really bothers me is that the story about the Japanese official who said that a few months ago, officials of the United States were threatening them, saying that if they didn't get their financial situation and keep accepting U.S. dollars and keep going along with the financial schedule, that we create a tsunami and hit them with it.
I missed that.
It's like, whoa. And that's kind of like the story that was carried in the media but quickly disposed of, that in the spring of 2001, in Afghanistan when they were trying to, I think, hold out for a little bit better prices for the Unocal gas pipeline through Afghanistan. U.S. officials told them, well, if you don't accept our carpet of gold now, you're going to get a carpet of bombs in the fall, which is exactly what happened following 9/11, even though, by all accounts, Afghanistan had nothing to do with 9/11, and neither did Iraq. The hijackers that they tell us were the culprits, even though seven of them turned up to be still alive, we still don't know who actually did that. The ones that were named were all Saudis.
Okay, let me ask you to put your crystal ball hat on here for a second. Where do you suppose, if you were to have to hazard a guess with a gun to the head question, what do you think is going to end up happening with Japan? Is it going to impact Americans in terms of physical health?
In Afghanistan?
No, I want to jump back to Japan.
In Japan. I'm sorry. I thought you said Afghanistan. No, right now, I don't think that it's going to have any great impact on immediate impact on our health. Of course, any more radiation in the air can't be good. Unless there's further degradation and further problems over there, I think right now there's certain sections of the Northwest and maybe some portions of California that might ought to be a little bit cautious and might want to keep some air quality testing going on. But I think probably as far as the rest of the country goes, I don't think there's any reason to get into panic mode just now.
And going back and retracing our steps back to the Middle East, putting on your crystal ball hat again, do you think that Saudi Arabia is going to be part of the regime change plan that's going on in the Middle East?
Yes, I do. I think you're going to see all of those nations. This goes back to the idea that we're trying to plan to take control over all those nations, and we can't do that if we have deals and agreements and all kinds of things with the kings and the sheiks and everybody else. So we got to get rid of some of those people.
Well, people are also... I'm sorry, Jim, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was thinking, people are probably wondering why I'm jumping back and forth between these two topics, and it's simple. If Saudi Arabia goes, it won't be a matter of what we're paying for gas. It'll be a matter of if we can even get gas in this country. And then you couple that with the destruction. If these plants melt down in Japan, regardless of the radiation reaches us, you're talking about one of our largest trading partners, you know, and the holder of a lot of our bonds and our debt hitting the skids. And this will cut the economic legs out from this country.
Well, that's true. Again, that's part of the plan. They've got to destroy the United States of America, and they're doing a pretty good job of it. And why do they want to do that? So they can instill what George Herbert Walker Bush called the New World Order, which would be, and if you want to know what that end result would be, we're talking about, it was all written down in 1948 by a British Fabian socialist by the name of Eric Arthur Blair. But he used the pen name George Orwell.
Interesting.
And just go back, you'll see the ultimate game plan is to divide the world into three major economic blocks. In his book, 1984, it's Oceania, Asiana, and East Asiana. In today's real world, it'll be the European Union and the soon-to-be North American Union, encompassing Canada and Mexico. South American Union is already in existence. Some future Asian Union, and then they'll just play them off, these socialist blocks, off against each other for perpetual war and conflict, strife, to keep up profit and control. That's the game plan. Then the biggest stumbling block, of course, is the United States of America, because we have a tradition of freedom and liberty, and we have a Constitution, a Bill of Rights, that gives us the legal precedent for freedom and liberty, and we have guns. So they've had to tread a little softly with us, but now they're pulling out the stops. In fact, you know, Obama is now pushing very quietly to sign a treaty with the European Union, which is then going to link our laws to European Union laws, which then will outlaw guns. and pretty soon they'll be outlawed. You get caught with one, you'll be fined, jail, and then eventually they'll say, well, to take care of things, you have to turn them in, just like they've done in Britain, just like they've done in Australia.
Interesting. And I do agree with you. That's where we are headed, and it's frighteningly close.
Yep.
But if you destroy America and take away the dollar, I think we'll skip this business of the Amero coming in as the North American Union currency, yeah, and we'll go right to what I call the Worldo.
Yeah, I think you're right. They'll have some cute name for it, but it'll be a worldwide currency. But they're going to have their problems. I think the New World Order, I know we like to talk about it like it's some monolithic thing and it's just going to happen and there's nothing we can do about it, but I tell you, there's circles within the circles. And there's fights even within the New World Order, and they're not even. I think they're getting in panic mode. It's not happening as easy as they
will. Okay, Jim, we got to hold it right there because I do want to explore that. The divisions within the New World Order, I'm aware of one of them, and I want to bring that to your attention and get your reactions. Stay tuned, everybody. More with Jim on the other side.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each meal is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain meal, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain meal will be passed down through generations.
Continuing with our special guest this evening, author Jim Mars. And Jim, as we went into the break here, I want to back this up just a tad, is you were talking about Obama possibly being able to create a treaty and enforce a treaty with European laws. And let's progress our way through that, because the Europeans have quite a different system. They're on not constitutional law, but they have a whole different system, don't they? Hello, is Jim with us?
Alpha quiet, Dave.
Yeah, it's awful quiet. Seems like we lost Jim here, so we'll put that task back to him.
No. I'm sorry. I was wanting to know what Annie had to say.
Oh, Annie, go ahead. Annie's got a blockbuster topic for you after the top of the hour, but Annie, go ahead and jump in here about that concern we both have.
Well, do you want me to ask my question now?
No, let's hold that until after we come back from the top of the hour break.
Well, no, all I heard was silence, and I'm going, okay, where's Jim?
Okay. Well, anyway, it looks like we have that difficulty straightened out. Jim, you were talking about Obama linking Europe and North America, and it will lead to gun control, but there's even a bigger threat, I think, and that we will lose our Constitution if this happens.
Well, we're already losing it, okay? There have already been changes in U.S. law made, not because any U.S. citizen demanded it or not because anybody thought it was a good idea, but because the trade organization ordered it and said, you have to do this. And Congress just went, oh, okay, and they did it. So, you know, that's our sovereignty is already starting to slide down the drain, and nobody seems awake at the switch.
Yeah, as long as the flags fly at the athletic events, I think a lot of Americans think everything is okay.
That's right. Well, that's because they watch TV, and TV is under total control.
There you go.
And, it's really amazing. This kind of off topic, but not really. Think back, Dave, when you and I were young guys, and think about the music. We had the Kingston Trio, and we had Joan Baez and Bob Dylan, and they were singing about real stuff, you know. They were singing about anti-war. They're singing about, you know, and then think of the music today. Where's somebody singing about anything other than just love or sex? Okay, you know, where's that?
Well, I can give you one example, and then I'll tell you what happened to them.
Okay.
The beginning of the second Iraq War, the Dixie Chicks.
Yeah.
The only place they could appear now is
them.
Yeah, there you go. PBS is the only place they could appear now.
Yeah. Now, that's control over the media, folks. They control what you see, hear, and the music you listen to. Isn't that something? It's no lie, and I'll give you one that says... I ran into a fellow not long back who I thought was just one heck of a musician, and he told me he had already had conversations with some of the major record companies, and they just flat told him, said, listen, if you don't sing country western songs, you're not gonna go anywhere. So in other words, you know, that's all he could do.
It's frightening, but this is why networks like ours at RBN exists. They're working on getting rid of that too, aren't they?
That's exactly right.
Obama's been handed the...
Your chapter on censorship got censored.
That's right. The major section of my book was how the corporate media controls the news, and I was forced to take that out of my book under the threat that they wouldn't publish the book if I didn't take it out.
That's a good note to conclude this segment on, Jim. We're right up against the break. We'll be back for hour number two, and Annie's surprised.